Alex Talavera.
Yeah, right? 5 minutes. Okay. First off, before I even get into my 5 minutes, can I say... Can I say how great it is to be in a situation where your friends actually ask you what fucking, like, crazy songs they want to play for you live because you're leaving? It's a very... I don't know. It's unique, to say the least. But thank you guys very much. In general, this has just been incredible. So the theme that I picked was best laid plans. In the grand tradition of Nerdalogs, when one of us leaves, we get to kind of decide what the theme is going to be for the Euro stories. Bill Kenkel, who I did not plan on being here tonight,
but
showed the fuck up like a goddamn ghost in the wind, and stole all the thunder of this party from me. But Bill Kenkel is here. But Bill Kenkel, when he had to move out to Boston, he chose what I describe as the eminently billish topic of propose a theory. And there were some really great things that came out of that about time travel and Lex Luthor, and at least one uncomfortable story about grandma fucking. So
from you, I believe.
No, that was mine. when I thought about my theory, I really didn't know. I didn't know what was an Alec-ish theory or anything like that. Everything I've ever felt is kind of personal to me. I've already done a monologue about. And the only thing that kept coming up was just talking about plans and planning and the future. And so best laid plans is what it came of. And so this is basically what kept coming back to me. And this is from Robert Burns' To a Mouse, which is, and this is the line that Steinbeck took of Mice and Men's title from. Which is the best laid schemes o' mice and men gang off a glay. And if you can work your way through the nonsense Scots language, it just means that the best made plans of mice and men go off to ride. And it's a smart choice for Steinbeck to have used that for the title of his book. It echoes a lot of the themes in the novel, and the poem is... it's heartbreakingly sad. It's about a guy who, ostensibly, it's an apology to a mouse whose nest Burns has turned up while plowing his field. And he goes out of his way to be sympathetic, not just for destroying the nest, but also for destroying the hard work that the mouse put into the nest. And for the harsh truth that this close to winter, there's not enough grass or time for the mouse to build a new one. It's a treatise on kind of the way that we live. And then he sympathizes, but then he goes on to say, "But Mousie, thou art no thy lane, improving foresight may be vain. The best laid schemes of mice and men gang oft a glay, and lee us not but grief and pain for promised joy." You get it? Mm-hmm. We're the mice, you guys. He puts us on equal footing. But the real fucking kicker, and the thing that I think I missed when I was younger, and I think that most people miss even when they say best laid plans, is that the final stanza doesn't put man and mouse on equal footing. This is what Burns says. "Still, thou art blessed compared with me. The present only toucheth thee. But, ugh, I backward cast my e on prospects drear. And forward, though I canna see, I guess and fear." The fucking mouse has the advantage. It doesn't matter that Burns went up and destroyed this thing's home. the mouse is the winner because it can't regret. And it also can't dread the future. That's the curse of man. And so, when I talk about best laid plans, what we talk about as people is really the suffering that we have because of those plans. Because sometimes they go all fucking pear-shaped. And we don't know how to deal with it. And sometimes we have expectations that don't get met. And then that hurts us. Steinbeck was smart. I guess he doesn't need my fucking credentials to tell him that. But Of Mice and Men isn't about a story of a plan going pear-shaped. It's a story about two dudes. One guy who has a plan and is looking forward to the future, and one guy who can't. Lenny, he fucking knows what he wants, but when shit goes pear-shaped, he can't even see it. Spoiler, Lenny dies. Also, if you haven't read Of Mice and Men, fuck you. And read a book. But the point is, what Steinbeck is saying is that there's a beauty in that sort of sense of not knowing. We're envious of the mouse. We're envious of being able to shed all that fear and dread. And this is something that I struggle with all the time, because I do think about the future, and I do look back on my past mistakes. Sometimes I'll be walking down the street and I'll think of some bonehead shit I did, and like I'll have a verbal, like almost Tourette's reaction, because I'll just say the thing that's going through my mind because my emotion is so intense about how much I regret that moment. And it's a curse, but that's the curse of sentience, and that's the curse of being a human. And so I'm moving forward. Every day we're all moving forward, but right now I'm trying to embark on this kind of new chapter and this new thing. And clearly I fear and dread, but also I'm trying to be the mouse. I'm trying to let only the present touch me. I'm trying to take every day as what it is, and also trying to have that be a blessing. I am a man, and I'm always going to fear and doubt. But the best lesson that I could take from that is that the best laid plans are just that. They are plans. And it's the best lived life that is the actual context. And I think 300 years ago, for Burns to have put that together so well while grieving over a mouse, it's noble, but it's also true that, like, in 300 years, we still haven't fucking got over it. Thanks.
Well, that's what I call setting the tone for the night. Thank you. Thank you, Alex.